Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
All right. Well, looks
did you
like-
try one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we in good shape?
Go back for more. Very tasty.
Well, now, others are being rationed now. Eric and I are in control of the leftover stash, so.
Yeah, but Eric told me you have as many as you want. He whispered that to me.
We didn't discuss that part.
Uh-oh.
I had plans for the rest of those. Go.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 13 minutes after 7, you heard Debbie Lazica talk about how traffic could be an issue tonight. You have both the former president, Donald Trump, in town, as well as Vice President Kamala Harris for major rallies. We know the Trump rally, he is expected to take the stage at 8 o'clock tonight at Fiserv Forum. People are already in line. Doors on that, what did we say, like 4 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
So then, that's going to be a chilly day.
It's a long day.
And then the vice president is expected to take the stage tonight. Now, she's got a number of performers as well. It's kind of a concert, then rally, then her speech. And she doesn't take the stage until 9 o'clock. Which stage? Where? Now, this is confirmed. She's going to be at the Expo Center at Wisconsin State Fair Park.
Okay.
Yesterday at this time, we were talking about the large stage going up at Veterans Park.
That has been built and now sits near the lake.
And it wasn't just mere speculation. I mean, Urban Milwaukee checked on the permits that were pulled for that and found they were pulled by the Harris campaign.
So do you think it was weather related?
So it's possible that, you know, like, we don't know. We took all this. We did it on the front end. And then, as it turns out, it's going to be pretty cold today. So let's move it indoors. Or is there another rally yet to come? There's nothing on the schedule. But is it possible that she plans or at least wants an option to swing back on through Wisconsin at some point late this weekend or Monday?
To have the boss on the lakefront playing on Sunday or something?
Right. You asked the question, though, is that does the campaign have so much money that it can just throw around a big setup like that?
You're coming near the end of the election cycle here. You do have very successful donations and fundraising that you've done. So if you can have some musicians on retainer, why not?
So we'll see how that all turns out. But again, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock taking the stage at Fiserv Forum will be former President Trump, and 9 p.m. at Wisconsin State Fair Park for Vice President Harris. 7:15, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Okay, is it time now?
Yes.
Can we sound the alarm now? Are
yes.
we at that point?
Oh,
come on. Really?
Yes.
It's that bad? The headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reads, "Sputtering Bucks continue frigid shooting." That about sums it up as the Bucks fall to the Grizzlies, 122-99. At one point, Memphis, on the second day of a back-to-back, by the way, went on a 19-1 run. How does that happen, Dame Lillard?
We missed a lot of shots.
Yeah, well, that could do it. Lillard had only 4 points.
Yeah.
Giannis led the way. He had 37, 11 boards. Brooke Lopez on the struggles.
We're going to figure this out eventually, you know. Obviously, it'd be better, it'd be greater. It's going to work out for us better in the end if we figure it out sooner. But, you know, we're going to be a different team in March.
Okay, well, fair enough. They will be a different team in March, I'm sure. Bucks back at it tomorrow night. Not going to be easy, though. The undefeated 5-0 Cleveland Cavaliers come to town.
Packers and Lions Sunday. Quarterback Jordan Love did practice Thursday, although head coach Matt LaFleur said he was
limited today.
He was limited as he recovers from the groin injury. How did he practice, coach?
Like he was limited.
Oh, okay. So limited. I mean, what do you mean he was limited?
No, limited means limited.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Or it means exactly what he thinks it means.
It means limited. All right, so Love was limited in practice. That's all we're going to get out of that.
Yep,
if
yep.
he can go, he will go on Sunday. May have to fight through some pain. Coach did offer that a lot of guys are banged up. Got to get to the bye week, which will happen after the Detroit game. 325 kick, 70% chance of rain in Green Bay Sunday with a high of 56 degrees.
Thursday night football, the Jets and the Texans. And Al Michaels had this one in the trigger.
It's Halloween night. If you're a Jets fan, you have seen this horror movie before.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, everybody. Good night. That was on Prime, of course. But how about this? Aaron Rodgers and the Jets beat the Texans. Rodgers had 3 touchdowns as they win 21-13.
Somebody knew something. They were favored somehow
yeah.
in that game, and yeah. they shouldn't have been, but I guess
game.
They were.
But now all is right in the world for the 3-6 New York Jets.
5-3 Badgers, 5-3 Hawkeyes. Wisconsin at Iowa Saturday night. That is a 6:30 kick. And on the air tonight, right here on WTMJ, we have Badgers volleyball. Number two team in the land, Nebraska at Wisconsin. 8 p.m. start time at the Fieldhouse. We'll get you started with a pregame show at 7:30.
Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me. That's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Don't give it a back up.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
At 7:21 on this Friday morning, a nearly century-old holiday tradition continues today as We Energies drops the 2024 Cookie Book. Since 1928, Wisconsin families have been contributing recipes for their favorite treats, and today, the digital download is about to go hot. That starts at 8 o'clock, but we got a preview right now. Major distribution events as well in the Fox Valley and Milwaukee planned for tomorrow. Pleased to have once again in studio Amy Johns from We Energies, who has baked for us again.
I have.
In what is fast becoming another tradition.
Yes, it's a tradition. Need to bake for you guys every year.
The theme for this year's book, Amy, is childhood memories. Tell us about that.
Yeah, childhood memories. So I think that a lot of us, our traditions with baking start at the holiday time. Maybe your grandmother was baking in the kitchen. You remember tasting those delicious sugar cookies that she would make, and those smells and those scents just really kind of stick with you. And when you smell those again, you think back to those times. So that's really what we were capturing with this book. And a lot of our home bakers, our customers who submitted recipes this year, submitted some stories along with their cookie. We actually had 400 submissions this year from customers all over the state, and 37 of those recipes are in this year's book.
And tell us about the process as well, like who narrows that down? Do you bake all of the submissions, or do some you weed out ahead of time?
It is a very strenuous process that has to do with us tasting a lot of cookies. I do have to say that. But
somebody's got to do it.
We look for a variety of cookies for our cookie book every year. So we make sure that we have, you know, we don't want 50 sugar cookies in our book. So we want to make sure that we've got a good variety. We want to make sure that we have a good representation from around the state of our customers. It's a year-long process, so we get to taste these cookies, we get to judge them on their appearance, their texture, and just overall how we think they're going to go in the book, and if they're easy for our home bakers to make as well. I do have that really tough job every year of helping with that process, eating those cookies for a good 2 months. We Energy's offices are filled with cookies, and we get to munch on them and judge them.
I thought my kids thought I had a cool job.
Right?
That's got to be good over there.
Any unique childhood memories that came through, a story or two that you're like, whoa, that was different?
You know, there's so many. I think a lot of them go back to the grandmothers. There was a couple about first date where a woman said that her family was making cookies and the guy came over and decided to join in and help make cookies. But I guess they didn't work out. But he loved the cookies. He loved the cookies.
We still got the cookies. Let's talk about what folks want to know in terms of how they can get this book. So the digital download goes hot at 8 o'clock this morning.
8 o'clock this morning on the We Energies website, we-energies.com/recipes, 8 o'clock. But tomorrow we have our big signature distribution events at American Family Field starting at 9 o'clock and Fox City Stadium in Appleton as well. We see people lining up hours before the 9 o'clock starts. Come on down. This cookie book is free. And we'll be there till 1 o'clock at both locations.
I will mention, too, you can text the word cookie, COOKIE. To our WTMJ talk and text line. That's 855-616-1620. It has the link to all the distribution events, as Amy said, Fox City Stadium and AmFam Field tomorrow, but there are events all across the state. And then that digital download link is up there as well that will go hot at 8 o'clock this morning. So it's cookie to 855-616-1620.
Now, you brought us a batch here. What all did you bring here?
I did. I brought you the cinnamon chip cookies, Dorothy's oatmeal cookies, and the orange dreamsicle cookies. All of them are amazing and unique. The orange dreamsicles.
Which one are you into?
Yeah,
there?
Which
the cinnamon?
Did you take? The cinnamon. Cinnamon chips in that one. I think that's a really nice one. The orange dreamsicle one is really nice. It has orange zest and orange extract in it. It tastes like those dreamsicle ice cream bars that maybe you had when you were a kid.
Can you give us the story again about how We Energies got into the business of promoting a cookie book? I think it's fascinating.
Right. How did an energy company decide to do a cookie book? So in the early days of We Energies, we used to sell electric appliances. When electricity was a brand new thing, we needed to help people know how to use those electric appliances. So
what is this newfangled appliance I have in
right.
my home?
So what better way to do that than having the wives come in and learn how to bake cookies? And so the cookie book started, like you said, in 1928. This is the 96th anniversary of that first cookie book.
That's fantastic. Again, text cookie to 855-616-1620. Cookie, COOKIE, and we'll send you the link to all the information for how you get your hands on one.
So now are we officially in happy holiday season? Do we say happy holidays, Amy? It's good to see you.
I think so. You know, we had Halloween last night, and then it kind of rolls over November 1st. Yep. It's the cookie baking holiday season.
One in here from Greendale, E.
There you go.
Here's the story. I was raised by a single parent in the 1930s and 40s. My mother worked in downtown Milwaukee, where she would walk to the store to buy nuts for these cookies. It was only later in life that I realized the hardship she overcame to make my holiday merry. That and more stories from across the state, plus all of these recipes, the annual We Energies cookie book. Again, the digital download goes hot at 8 o'clock this morning, and the distributions, the big ones tomorrow at AmFam Field and Fox City Stadium in the Fox Valley, are tomorrow. Thanks so much, Amy.
Oh,
I started
thanks for
having
me.
My inquiry to Amy is, if you'd like to bake for us again, we're available. 1 and 4. Sports coming up at 7:45.
Trial that everyone is watching, especially in New York. Opening statement scheduled for today in the New York manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny. Who is that? Penny's a Marine veteran who put a homeless man in a deadly chokehold last year on a crowded subway car. He restrained Jordan Neely, his arms around Neely's neck, for 6 minutes. Prosecutors claim Neely was no longer a threat after 3 minutes. The defense says Neely was insanely threatening, and that's why Penny took action. It took them a bit to get their jury.
It took nearly 2 weeks to seat the jury of 7 women and 5 men. There are 4 jurors of color. All of them say they're regular subway riders. Penny's lawyers hired the same jury consultant used by O.J. Simpson's defense. The family of Jordan Neely, a subway performer known for his Michael Jackson impersonations, hopes this trial brings justice.
ABC's Aaron Katowski there. Yeah, so the case has sparked protests about some racial dynamics, subway safety, mental health. There's a lot of things at play here. And you heard Aaron say something about using a jury consultant by O.J. Simpson's defense. Well, Anna Kaminsky, she's with the New York Law School. She explains a little bit about what these jury consultants do.
The idea is that we want a fair and impartial jury for this particular case. And so a jury consultant assists in helping make that decision of who should we get rid of, who won't be fair and impartial with respect to our side of the case.
So yeah, that took a long time. Don't usually hear about that it takes 2 weeks to seat a jury. But now they have one, and the opening statements will begin today.
Well, also, depending on your case, with due respect to the speaker there, sometimes you want the jury consultant to not seat a fair and impartial jury.
Or, yeah, depending on
your job is to represent your client. You want that person to, you want to be able to pick a jury that best suits that client. And
there's
that's
profiling and all that.
Exactly. This news report is brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. .742 on Wisconsin's Morning News. There's more beef. Beef between the Green Bay Packers and the city of Green Bay. I didn't even know about this extra beef. This is new beef to me.
Beef 2.0.
It's not all good in Green Bay. We reported extensively on this year's program about the Packers' recent war with the city over a long-term lease deal for Lambeau Field. Mm-hmm. Right? Two sides have apparently agreed to start talking again within a framework that will have the Packers continue paying more than $1 million a year in rent to the city. Annual escalator, so rent will increase year over year. Packers then agree to spend about $1.5 billion over the next 2 to 3 decades on stadium upgrades. Packers, who don't often take their business outside 1265 Lombardi, went public, citing frustration with the city of Green Bay and the mayor specifically, saying they were stonewalling negotiations. As I said, agreement in principle on that issue now. New beef, different beef, E. Now the city and the team are warring over a small plaza in downtown Green Bay that is part of the Packers Heritage Trail.
And what is that?
So this is a number of sites in Brown County that are of historic significance to the century-old team, right? Vince Lombardi's house, something where Curly Lambeau did this, Old City Stadium, like spots, and you can visit them and whatever. And its creation and development has progressed over the years. Well, we'll get more into specifically what the beef is about just after 8 o'clock this morning, but I will tell you this much. For now, it appears they won't end up in court with the Packers suing the city, as it seemed it would earlier this week. More beef in Green Bay. It's good tea, though.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's an excellent tea to spill.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Okay, it's concerning. I'm not going to raise the alarm quite yet.
Though I'm in full panic mode.
Oh, the Bucks struggle again. They fall to the Grizzlies, 122-99. This game never even really all that close after Memphis went on a 19-1 run in the first quarter.
This is the problem. Milwaukee continues to get outscored from three-point range.
Oh. Yeah, they got outscored a couple of times. So the Bucks now 1-4.
Losing, it's frustrating.
Losing is frustrating, says Giannis. So you got to listen closely to this. He says he's not giving up, and he explains why, which I really like what he says here, but you got to listen because it sounds like there's a lot of noise in the background.
My dad used to say, why whine if you're not going to give up? So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try to, you know, come with my team together and go try to get a game at home against Cleveland, so I'm not going to, you know, whine about it and feel bad about myself.
Yeah, so he says he's not going to whine about it. You're not giving up, so you might as well keep cranking through. It did sound like he was bagging oranges at the same time there, but that was not him. I don't know what that was in the background. So anyway, it doesn't get any easier for the Bucks. They host the Cavaliers tomorrow at Fiserv Forum. The Cavaliers have yet to lose that game right here on WDTMJ.
Feel a little early in the season, five games in to talk about, like, well, don't worry, we're not giving up. Like, jeez. But it's bad enough that you wonder.
Yeah.
It's not that they lost four games in a row. It's not that they're 1-5. It's that, like, there's no sign of, like, what is this team? What is
no
your identity?
Yep.
What is your offense?
Yeah.
This year is an individual honor, but the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, credits the entire defense.
Defense together, and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded.
He being rewarded is Xavier McKinney. The reward, Packers safety, is your NFC Defensive Player of the Month. Eric, bold predictions, Bilstead said he'd have 10 interceptions on the season. He's at 6 already. And I hope you like it because Hafley says you're going to get a lot more of it.
The growth that he's had too, I mean, I can already see it. He's become one of the best leaders on our team. He's one of the best practice players on our team. He's got an unbelievable attitude. He's always studying, and he's young. I don't even think we've seen close to how good this guy's going to be.
Not even close to how good he's going to be.
So 3 picks this weekend, maybe.
Why not? Hap did say, again, like, I've told him, don't get bored. There's a reason that you're not getting some of the opportunities that you had earlier in the season.
Right.
It's because teams are flat, not throwing anywhere in your direction, and that's a good thing for the defense. Quarterback Jordan Love did practice on Thursday. Head coach Matt LaFleur called that participation.
He was limited today.
And didn't say much more than that. No decision on whether Love will play Sunday as he's still recovering from that groin injury. Kickoff against the Lions at 3:25.
Thursday night football. The Jets are back, baby. The 3-6 Jets. They beat the Texans. Aaron Rodgers threw for 3 touchdowns. That hasn't happened in dozens and dozens of games. It's been more than 30 games since he's thrown 3-1. So 21-13 the final. The Jets win.
Badgers on the road this weekend. Another game under the lights. We're at Iowa. Both teams at 5-3. That's going to be a 6:30 kick at Kinnick Stadium. Is that how they say it there?
Yeah.
Kinnick?
Give it that. Yeah.
In Iowa City. And we have Badgers volleyball on WTMJ tonight. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock start time at the Fieldhouse. Nebraska. Nebraska, the number 2 team in the land. This is becoming a great rivalry between Cornhuskers and the Badgers on the volleyball court. That's an 8 p.m. match in Madison.
Someone's talking junk, yeah, I'll bust him in the eye, and then I'll take the punks out, feeling.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovator.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total
zero
sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch.
Sorry.
God forbid you do that after
follow
the
segment. Follow the rules.
Yeah, I got to do it right now. Go
Mark
ahead.
Tausch.
I just heard Big Voice Guy say it, too, but go ahead. No, read it.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Proceed with your question.
Tausch, just because this is like, actually, I don't know why, but I fully admit what happened on the football field last night actually, like, bothered me. Like, it actually, like, made me somewhat even angry a little bit. I want to ask you about the Packers, but first, so Jets and Texans play in New York last night. The Jets end up winning the game, but they tried to screw it up. Malachi Corley, I think his name is. It's this rookie receiver who is doing an end run or whatever, and he runs into the end zone, scores the touchdown, but wait! He dropped the football before crossing the goal line. It ended up being Texans' ball because he was celebrating before he crossed the goal line. This seems to happen all the time with these guys. Why? Why do they keep dropping the football before they run into the end zone?
Yeah, DeSean Jackson was the first guy that I remember doing it. It was on like a punt return. And I just thought to myself, what are you gaining by that? And, you know, seeing it last night, it has happened. And there's been a bunch of close calls where guys have just barely crossed. And then the play, you know, there, I think a couple of times some observant players on their teams have went and picked up the fumble before the defense did. And the only thing I can tell you is it is incredibly selfish because you just think about it. I'm thinking about it. I saw that last night too. And I'm thinking about it from just being, let's say I'm an offensive lineman on that team. And I just went 12 plays and I'm tired and I'm beat up and I haven't tapped myself out like the quarterback for the Colts did. And they dial up a beautiful play. And instead of finishing and then celebrating with your teammates, you make it a me thing. And then you don't even make it a me thing that can be celebrated because it's a complete disaster of a play and you give the football back the other way. And for everybody that thinks, and Vinny, I don't remember if you were one of these guys that thinks that that end zone, if the ball goes out of the end zone, it should stay with the offense. That play right there last night tells you everything. When you're that selfish and you do that, you deserve to give the ball back to their team. It's just such a selfish play, and I don't know what the upside is. What? Because you could say you celebrated.
That's
early.
Not even a cool celebration.
It's nothing.
Let the ball go.
There's no good reason. And the thing is now, teams have seen this enough. You know, you don't think you have to coach this stuff, but it's always great when this happens. And then the opposing teams. Now, if you're Green Bay and you could say to Jaden Reed, if he returns a punt, or Keyshawn, hey, don't do this. Like, what are you thinking? And I don't, you try to make sure you have the right guys that aren't going to do that. That's not part of their DNA, but guys get excited. I've never figured out what does that guy gain? Even if he clears, what are we doing? So, yeah, Eric, I'm with you. I just, from an old player standpoint, I think it is the most selfish thing you can do, and it ruins what was a great drive because you're an idiot. And that's the nicest way I could put it.
Tausch, I'm not sure if you heard it coming in, but let me play you this quick cut from Packers defense coordinator Jeff Hafley, for whom I would run through a wall. Like, this cat is a consummate football coach. I love listening to him talk, and here's what he's saying about Xavier McKinney.
The growth that he's had, too, I mean, I can already see it. He's become one of the best leaders on our team. He's one of the best practice players on our team. He's got an unbelievable attitude. He's always studying, and he's young. I don't even think we've seen close to how good this guy's going to be.
Wow, on the front end of this guy's amazing career.
Let's go. It's awesome to hear that because, you know, for all of the other stuff, you can have media say things, you can have morning news hosts say he's going to have 10 picks. There's all this stuff. But when you have guys that are that are there every day and they see that in an old football guy, a guy that's been around and been a head coach at college, it gets you excited. And it also gets me to think, thank you, New York Giants. I know I've said this many times on this show, but what the heck were they thinking?
Right.
To get rid of one of their great core players. And now we might just be getting the scratch of the surface of how good this guy could be. And the fact that he works and he does what he does, it just makes you fired up as a team that is always looking for what can be that next step to make this defense better. You're right, man. That gets me fired up, too.
We're short on time, but who wins Sunday?
Ooh, tell me who's going to be the quarterback. I love Green Bay's offense regardless. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think Green Bay finds a way late, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous. This offense for Detroit is really good, but I'm going to go with the Pack in a tight one.
Packers with a win heading into the bye. We'll talk on Monday. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet, guys. I never knew the difference.